Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome, friends, to another episode of Soul-Led Living. It's fancy seeing you here. I'm excited about today's episode. Predictions for your new career, job, and business pivot. Things be pivoting, people be shifting, things are changing, and I'm excited to talk about it. It's kind of a meaty episode, so sit back, enjoy, maybe get a journal if you need to, check out our notes on Clarity app if you need to, but there's a lot to cover here, so settle in. All right, message number one. First of all, why is this happening? What is happening? And I know some of you are excited about it. Some of you don't know that there's a shift and a pivot happening, but like you're hitting your head against the wall and like things are not working out. And this has everything to do with you telling the universe that you want to receive money another way. And it's very money related. Like it almost looks like you maybe been asking for money the last year, 2 years, and it's just like not flowing the way that you want to. And that is because there is this pivot and you might be like missing the pivot basically. And then there's like the reverse of that. Some of you are like, I know that I make money this way, but I want to start making money in a new way. I have new rules for the universe. I have like new expectations. I have new boundaries. Like there's a list of things that like I don't want to be or do anymore. And then there's also a list of like how I do want to show up, like what I want to be known for, like what I want to receive for, you know? So it's very interesting. Like you're the problem basically, like, you know, like you're the one that's causing this shift and this pivot, whether you're excited about it or you're not. It truly to me is an up level and it's an upgrade because there are, I don't know, you've grown and there's like new expectations. Like the only reason this will be hard is if you're not catching it and you're like having a hard time with the change and having a hard time with like letting go your old safe ways. That's the only reason it'll be a little sticky. But other than that, honestly, it's like a great thing. Like you're basically getting abundance and like money, like the way that it like flows through the universe, and you're like directing the traffic. You know, you're just like putting some arrows and you're making a little collection. You're like, I'd like to collect it here, you know? So like before you might've been collecting it in one basket and like, this is what you were doing in order to fill that basket. Like this is what you were offering. This is what you were giving up. This is what you were sacrificing. This is what you were not showing of yourself, right? Like that's the old basket. And then now you're like, you know what? I have this new pretty basket. It's way bigger. Like I really like the way that it works. Like I'd like my abundance to come in through here rather than like through that old raggedy way that just like does not work for me anymore. So this is a great sign, and that this is why this shift is happening. And I tell you that the behind the scenes of it, because it's like it truly is you directing the energy. So don't be afraid. Like the energy was coming one way, and if it wasn't coming at all, right? Like if it was actually like blocked or stuck, it's because there's a resistance to this shift and to this change, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But just know like this is exciting. There's a part of you that like activated or like came online. Like it really makes me feel it's a part of your astrology chart. It reminds me when I was after college, I moved to LA and I worked in publicity because that's what I studied. And I was working at a film studio. And I remember like being at that studio, really, really loving the job, but also seeing that like being a publicist was like you were always catering to somebody. You were like always somebody's bitch, you know, like my boss who was badass and like all the way at the top, like was still catering to people. And there was something in me that was like, that's not for me. Like I can't like constantly be catering to people that way, like kind of like kissing up to people. And I really felt like during that era, this part of my chart, like my Leo was like really rising, and it was like, it needed this attention. Like it wasn't really being met. And I hadn't noticed that Leo at other points of my life, but it was like really showing up in that job. And it actually shifted me to become an editor. And like, you know, when you're a writer, when you're an editor, you really are, you know, being paid for like your thoughts, your voice, and you're not really like catering necessarily. You know, you're always going to cater a little bit to the reader and to the audience, but like nobody's like telling you what to do or what to write, you know? And so it was an interesting shift for me. And I am the queen of career pivots, by the way, if you didn't know that. I just have been in this work for a long time because I fell in love and I changed when I fell in love. I became stable and like stuck to something. But before that, I was like notorious for jumping from business to careers and just jobs, all sorts of things. It's kind of funny that I've been in this work for this long, but I know the shift very well. And it's so exciting. Like it really feels like young life coming back. So this is exciting, but just know that I feel like there's something activating in you. So your astrology can be very helpful during this season. If you haven't checked your astrology for a while, it's a good time to do that. I actually have two recommendations. So shout out to my favorite astrologers, Cassie Jean and also Rachel Busick. I will drop their info in the descriptions here in case you guys want to book a session. I highly recommend them because I feel like some of you are going to need astrology help because more of you is coming online, which is causing this pivot to happen. Okay. All right. Message number two. Now let's talk about those of you who are maybe like struggling with some confusion, some resistance, or even a lack of flow. Like some of this pivot might be coming from like, it's because there is no money flowing. Or I have been asking, I've been trying to manifest money for anywhere from like almost it feels like it's been like about 2 years. And that confusion and that lack of clarity like keeps persisting. This is your moment. I feel like the blockage of money was is coming from actually like a place of you knowing that the world was going to change and you were ahead of it, but the world hadn't changed yet. But the world has changed right now, like when it comes to the way money is being exchanged. So I want to like leave the past behind. Like I don't want you to feel like you've been doing anything wrong for the last few years or that you could have done something sooner. Like it's really important to forgive yourself for like whatever stuckness you have been in, whether it's been a few months or a few years. Like let that go. Like truly the discomfort has come from you knowing that the storm was coming, but the storm hadn't come yet. And because you're so sensitive and so intuitive, like you're like ahead of the feelings, but you didn't have any data or any proof. And it was hard to like care for yourself, I feel like, during those times where you were like sensing a shift, but did not know how to shift. So now we're in this place that like, it's go time, you know, like it's better to shift now and to pivot now. And one of the things is like, we have to release the emotions of the past. If you are stuck in confusion and in money blocks, we have to look at your emotions because the emotions got a little tangled up the last few months, the last few years, and they need to be like I feel like they're like a, you know, like when your necklaces all get like bunched up, like I feel like they need to be all separated and put out so that you can see them and so that they can be transmuted. We have a great workshop in Clarity App, if you haven't seen it yet, that I did with my favorite energy healer, Laura Bernstein, about emotions. I left changed with that workshop. So I highly recommend it. Go over to Clarity, you know, watch it. You can also book a session. She does do some one-on-one sessions, but you'll have to fight me for a session because I go to her. So as long as like my spots are still there, like, you know, fill up the rest of the spots with Laura, but she's the best. But anyways, emotions, like my sense is that like you will get clarity and you will get that fire that you're missing to like that motivation and actually like the part of you that like wants to make the change, but for some reason, like you can't ground it or embody it or like, or even manifest it. Cause like maybe you're taking action, but it like, it's not manifesting. Like it's not clicking. It is because of an emotional messiness in your aura. Basically, like we need to clear those out and understand them. The first one that's coming up for me is forgiveness of the past, forgiveness of like, it maybe not working out the way you thought it was supposed to, or like, or maybe a past mistake, or like, I should have done this and now I know, you know, like any of that. So like definitely forgiveness. There's like resentment there too. I feel like there's something Like a resentment towards like the people that pay you. So it could be your clients, it could be your boss, your industry. And that needs to be like finished. You know, like it's not the resentment, not that the resentment was wrong, but it's time to start a new relationship and to kind of close that door on that resentment and then like start fresh, you know? So those are some of the emotions that are coming up, but you'll definitely have to like check in with that. The workshop helps, and also booking a session with Laura. Hey friends, quick announcement to just let you know that if you love the business podcast episodes, we have June business predictions up on the Clarity app. So if you find that helpful, if it helps you look into your month a little bit better and run your business with more intuition and more ease, check that out at Clarity. We'll go ahead and leave the link below so you can join us. Okay, message number three. I wrote down like setting yourself up for the shift, a checklist. I have a few checklist things that are going to help with this pivot, with this shift. Because there's a need to set yourself up for the ultimate shift. Like this is an identity shift. Like you are going to present very differently. So for example, like maybe you're in one job and you know you're going to go for like another job in another industry or in like a whole other title or whatever it is. That is not like, that doesn't happen overnight. There's like preparation for that. And these are some of the things that you can do to prepare yourself. So the first thing on that shift list is industry contacts. It feels to me like you're actually like moving into either a new industry, a new status, a new like way of presenting yourself, and you need contacts. Like you need these industry contacts. So what was coming to my mind is like, let's say I want to write novels and I have, then like I'm going to book myself a conference where like all novel writers go, like where, you know, like there's so many of those industry conferences, like that's where I'm going to go. Like I'm going to go hang out with other writers. I'm going to go to listen to the publishers, but like actually go in person, not just being a little wallflower on a video that you're watching somebody teach or whatever. Like you got to go, like you need to like make the contacts. Like you need to know somebody in the industry and know a few people in the industry. Some of it is going to be like connections, because like some people are going to help you with these connections. And some of it is like basically borrowing people's energy, like hanging out with these people and being like, oh, they think of themselves this way. They carry themselves this way. And like now I can carry myself that way. You may be paying for entry. Like you might be paying for like a mastermind or something like with a certain amount of people or with a person. But like you need to get in. Like you got to get your foot through like into that door. You need those contacts. Another thing on the checklist is rebranding all of your social presence. So this could probably be like your LinkedIn, your social media, like wherever you're like being presented. Obviously every industry has different like industry channels, you know, like if I'm in psychology, I might be on like that, what's that psychology website, like just making sure that, just freshing it up, like even putting a new photo, maybe a new logo, like whatever it is. But it does look like you have to embody the look. Like, you know, that saying like get dressed for the job that you want. Like that's what this feels like. Like if you are making a shift from a doctor to a healer, let's say, like that is going to look a little different, to go ahead and like make that shift. That doesn't mean we abandon necessarily the old identity, but we upgrade it to this new shift and to really position and to look that way and like really like use, I don't know, like use that, like use the visuals to like get your foot through the door is what this feels like. Okay. And then the third thing on the checklist was your look. This is very visual. This pivot is, you are going to look different. This pivot and the shift, it's going to be very obvious in the way you look, the way you dress, the way you present yourself. Doesn't mean that we need to be like dressed up all the time, but if you, you know, I remember when I became a young writer and I was freelancing from home, of course, like any freelancer, I would wake up and hang out in my pajamas. And then like one day I was like, this is not the vibe. I have to dress like the writer that I want to be. And once I started getting up and dressing myself and like looking like a writer, I got my first time full-time editor job, like just by that, like that ritual, basically. So I really do feel like, change your look, change your hair, change your clothes, like dress for the part. Like tell the universe that you are shifting, like, you know, like really embody it, wear it. And yeah, it's going to make a big difference. Message number four. Okay, let's talk about timing. Like, do we make a huge leap and like burn everything to the ground? Is this happening overnight? Is this happening 2 years from now? Like, what is the timing of this shift? And so I would say that like right now, rather than like being caught up with the date of when this pivot fully manifests, like when you are the new identity, that is actually going to happen very naturally. Like, I almost feel like you're going to wake up and be like, oh my God, I made the shift. Like, I don't even remember when I made the shift. Was it a year ago? Was it 2 months ago? Like, I almost feel like you're it's so natural and it happens every day a little bit more and more, that you kind of almost like can't see the line between like your old self and your new self. So coming up with a date is not very helpful right now. What is helpful is to prepare and to plan and truly like to act as if. So this is a lot of like, how would this new career work? Like, what would I be doing today? Like, how am I prepping? Am I prepping my resume? Am I planning? Like, what am I doing? And like living that a little bit. If I want to be a writer, am I writing my books every day? Like, you know, just like all those little steps, living that. And then it just kind of happens. It truly shifts. So what does that mean for some of us that like have an old identity that we're holding on to? Like maybe an old security, a job that like, you know, or maybe like a business model that was working and kind of still kind of works, but like is not ultimately where we want to go. I do feel like I wouldn't burn anything down. It just makes me feel like I would make what I do have and you know, maybe what is currently like bringing in income, I would do my best to make it more me. So that could be as simple as like my cubicle space, like making it more me. That could be if I have a current business and I work with certain clients, like maybe I create new boundaries, or maybe I pick the clients that I actually do want to work with. Like, it might not be like my ideal setup. If I am making product and I know I want to shift, like still making like the product more me. So it's about like taking what you currently have and making it more you, because pivot is not necessarily burn down, start something new. Pivot is like ombre, you know, it kind of blends. And that's why I'm saying like, I can't even see the line, because you're already shifting and changing. I cannot even see the line anymore. So it's a blending into something that is more you, into a setup that works for you better. And it's very natural. It's kind of like, when did the rose like open its petals fully? Like, I don't know. Like, unless I'm like watch, you know, unless I have like a time lapse on it, it's like really hard to tell like when those flower, like when those leaves, like, excuse me, petals like actually flopped open, you know? So she was a rose yesterday. Maybe she was a little bit more closed and today she's fully open, but it's hard to tell. So I wouldn't get caught up on that. I would really be looking at the blend, at like the ombre, right? Like how it's like shifting from, you know, black then to gray and then gray to white, like letting it blend over. And the trick is to make everything more authentic, more you, like making it honestly just work more for you. Like, how can this fit me better, work for me better? What are the little shifts and changes? Can I ask, like, this cubicle doesn't work for me, can I ask to be shifted to that other cubicle? You know, like this clothes that I wear to this thing doesn't work for me, can I change it? Like these like little shifts that make it more you, and that and then this is, you can kind of just say like, the pivot has happened. Like, the pivot is happening. I'm in it. Like, I really do feel like you're in it, you know? So I would say that next year, this month, you'll be in a very different place, you know, but I don't feel like it's helpful. I can't even tell you like what month it is, because it's an organic shift. Message number five, this pivot to allow the flow of money to come in a way that works for you. It's a weird state of being because I feel like you have like two modes, you know. It's like you have like the visualization mode, like the dreaming and like thinking about it and like trying to manifest it and like not necessarily doing much. And then there's like this super strategy, like get it done, very linear thinking and like forcing things. Like there's like these extremes that you can play with. And this is something in the middle. Like the way that you're meant to be feels different than what you are used to, whether you're on one spectrum or the other, or like you're more feminine or you're more masculine. This is truly like an embodiment of the two and holding the two. It feels very neutralized emotionally because I think a lot of what has been happening in the past is a mix of misunderstood and emotions that like haven't been seen or held or felt, and they were really causing a lot of confusion. So what we're going to see here in this pivot is truly neutrality. Like it really feels like I can hold both. I can both hold like these responsibility and these like masculine things, maybe these structures that I need to do, but also like this flow and this creativity that wants to come through. Like I can hold both. Like I'm that magnificent that I can hold both. So this is a very grounded time. It's a time for really like rewiring yourself, like rewiring your state. Like I feel like all of the magic is in like your state. Like I wake up today and I'm at peace and like I'm chill and I know things are working out and I can feel it in my body and I'm light and I'm soft. Like nothing feels like urgent or nothing feels like it's not going to work out or scary, or it's really just like it's a place of faith and trust and just like really, really being in your body. So the whole pivot is actually a response to the safety and alignment that you find within your body. So I know we had a lot of messages today. If you did none of that, like if you didn't follow any of the things that came through, but you did this one thing where like you create a state of balance inside your body and inside your nervous system, it feels like that's it. Like that's all it is, because the shift is like a response to that. And the pivot is a response to that. Because even if you think about like the past, like where you're coming from, like the way you were making money and like the career and all that, it just something felt off. Like either I was doing it from survival, I was trying to prove myself, like trying to people please and make people happy. Like that is not a state of peace and flow. And that burnt you out. It's like you can't do that anymore. Or that was just kind of like a survival version of you, or like a faker version of you. And like now that you are your more true self and that's coming forward, it has to be peaceful. And when we're in alignment, like when we're doing things that actually work for us, that like feel like a good give and receive and a good exchange, then we like fall into that alignment within ourselves. So that is like, if there's like one thing you do, it's working on that. How does that happen? I don't know. I see it being different for everybody. I see some of you like, some of it's medical, like some of it feels like there might be some medication involved, some like hormone balancing. For some of you, it feels like it's a big devotion to meditation or to breath work, like almost that like yogi status, you know, like really devoting myself to like be a yogi. For some of you, it feels like it comes from there. And from some of you, it comes from like renegotiating your safety. Like I feel like some of you, like your family's not work, like the way your partnership or your family, like they're not supporting you, you know, and like you need to be supported to be able to feel like that at peace. So yeah, that's some of it. I can make a whole episode on that one, guys, but I hope that was supportive. Obviously use your own intuition to see like where that brings you. Those are our messages for today. I'm so excited about this pivot. You are on the right path. You're doing a great job. But yeah, it requires your attention and your focus and your presence to be able to move this, but a huge applause for everything that you're doing. sending you a ton of love, and I can't wait to see you making money in the way that you really want to and in a way that is true to who you are. I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.